Hello, and welcome to another GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. And today I'm going to talk about homophones, which are words that sound the same. I especially want to talk about homophones in context. Or, actually, in contexts where you might not always understand the context. Basically, the less context you have, the more difficult homophones are to understand or to distinguish. For example, my wife and I were at the airport last week with my son, and I noticed that one of the restaurants had a special children's meal. So I pointed it out to my wife. I said, "Oh, they have a kid's meal and it's served on a plain plate." My wife thought it meant plate that was unpatterned, but I actually meant the plate was shaped like an aeroplane. I should have been more specific, but these kind of misunderstandings do sometimes happen in English. If I were talking about sport and I just started speaking without any context and said, to improve in sport, trainers are important. I could mean sports shoes, but I could also mean that coaching staff are important too. You wouldn't know unless I carried on speaking and clarified whether I was talking about people or shoes. Some other common homophones are would, the modal verb, and also would, the material. Fortunately, these are different types of word, so they're quite easy to distinguish. For example, would you build a house made of wood? It's easy to understand which word is being used in which part of the sentence. Another one that I just use, which, could also be used with which, okay? So which is an interrogative, but it's also a noun, meaning a woman who casts spells. Yeah? So which witch cast the spell is a possible sentence in English. Of course, again, those homonyms are easy to distinguish. The main ones that are really difficult to distinguish are the homophones that sound similar and also are the same type of word. So, for example, it's usually the case that homonyms that are both nouns are very, very difficult to distinguish. The only advice that I can give you is to pay attention to the context as best you can and try to imagine what the speaker is probably meaning to say. If you have the opportunity, ask for them to clarify, but if you don't, you might just need to listen more to find out what the speaker actually means. I hope this is helpful. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions, ask me in the comments, on Twitter, on Google+, or on Facebook. Thanks ever so much. Goodbye.